From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Emergency personnel in Russia are on the scene of a bombing at Moscow's busiest airport, where more than 30 people were killed and about 130 injured when the blast ripped through the International Rivals Hall. NPR's David Green describes the site of the devastating attack.
Domodedovo Airport in Moscow is one of the two big international airports outside the capital. Handles flights from all over Russia and also really all over the world, from the United States, from across Europe, from the Middle East. So it's really a major, major hub for Russians who travel, for international travelers, for business travelers who are coming into the capital. And this bomb occurred in the afternoon in the baggage claim area, we're told, in the international terminal, where all of those flights from across Europe and around the world are arriving.
That's NPR's David Green in Moscow. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he will keep his word not to further delay the opening of the new parliament in a bid to avoid a political standoff with lawmakers. But today, Karzai said he would not give in to demands to dissolve the panel investigating reports of fraud in September's parliamentary vote. Earlier, he had planned to delay the inauguration of the country's new parliament until the probe was complete. Lawmakers are scheduled to convene for the first time on Wednesday. Prosecutors take the next step today in the case against Tucson shooting suspect Jared Loughner, who is accused of gunning down 19 people, killing six of them. NPR's Ted Robbins says Loughner will be arraigned and is scheduled to enter a plea.
Jared Loughner will appear in federal court in Phoenix following last week's grand jury indictment. A not guilty plea is expected. Without a full psychiatric evaluation and more evidence, a judge probably would not accept a guilty plea. Loughner is being charged with three counts of attempted murder against Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and two of Giffords' staff members, Ron Barber and Pam Simon. There will be no testimony today, but Barber says he'll be prepared when the time comes.
I'm ready to say what I saw and to help make sure that justice is done here.
More federal indictments will come for murder, followed by state charges. Because one of the victims was Arizona federal judge John Roll, a judge from California is hearing the case. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Authorities are on the scene of a shootout in St. Petersburg where a suspect was barricaded in a house after fatally shooting two police officers and wounding a U.S. marshal who were trying to issue a warrant today. An update on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 83 points at 11,955. That's in moderate trading. NASDAQ Composite Index has risen 22 points. It's at 2,713. S&P 500 up 6 at 1290. This is NPR News. The U.S. economy should grow at a more energetic clip this year compared to 2010, according to a survey of economists. The National Association for Business Economics also says companies are more confident about beefing up their workforce this year. As Danielle Carson reports, analysts say the economy is finally building some traction.
The economy took a pounding during the recession, but the survey says all major industry groups saw demand for their products and services climb. Most analysts expect the economy to grow at a 3% clip. Joshua Shapiro, chief economist at MFR Inc., is also banking on stronger job growth.
Payroll numbers in general, the trend has been good. So I think that people are looking at the labor market and giving people a warmer and fuzzier feeling about consumer spending, and that translates into better GDP numbers.
Consumer spending accounts for most of the country's economic output. Shapiro says the 2% payroll tax cut could give the economy an extra jolt to the tune of $100 billion by putting more money in people's pockets, who will in turn spend more. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The jobs issue is expected to be the central theme of President Obama's State of the Union address to Congress and the nation tomorrow night. Even though there's been some improvement in the Labor Department's weekly unemployment reports, the jobless rate still hovers near 10%. The Northeast's latest bout with Arctic cold is causing widespread disruptions. Many schools in Pennsylvania, New York, and New England are closed. Temperatures in the region range from the mid-20s to as low as minus 5. The extreme cold is forcing Amtrak to suspend rail service between Albany and New York City. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.